Good morning. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning. I'm Ani, and I'm here with the illustrious Lynn.
Yes, you are.
And you are listening to Positively Revolting on your very, very own community radio station, KBOO. At least, I hope dearly that you've made it your own radio station by sponsoring us, by becoming a listener member, by becoming a supporter of independent media in your own backyard. Please take this moment to do that. If you have not yet, this is your time. Do not delay. Join today. 503-232-8818 is the number to call to become a member of KBOO Community Radio. I'll start right off by saying it is your time to step forward and do that. We are in the last, 36 hours of our membership drive.
It's your last chance to support Positively Revolting for this particular membership drive.
True that, Lynn. True that.
Don't let the time go by.
Don't let the sun go down on you. Anyway, we'll get more to that later, but I'm so excited right now to introduce once again to our audience, David Corton, joining us by phone today. Good morning, David.
Great to be with you again.
Thank you so much for making the time available. David is a leading critic of corporate globalization. He's a visionary promoting a society based in living economies and real wealth. He has written several books, including When Corporations Rule the World, The Great Turning from Empire to Earth Community, and Agenda for a New Economy, which is now expanded and in its second edition. David is the co-founder and board chair of Positive Futures Network, which publishes Yes, a journal of Positive Futures, and so much more. David, again, thank you. It's always a thrill to have you on Positively Revolting.
Well, I love your program, so it's a wonderful treat for me.
Excellent. Let's start right off, as time is fleeting, as always, and there's always so much to talk about. Let's quickly give an overview to our audience, if you could, a quick tale of the two types of economy that we work with often, or that you work with in your work. The dominant economy around us being an economy that's sort of benchmarked by the GDP and short-term profits. And then there's the economy that would be based on the real wealth of human interrelationships, human skills, taking care of our natural resources so that they'll be here for many generations to come. Can you further explain the differences between the economy that is surrounding us and what you call the real wealth economy?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. Basically, we can think of it as the difference between a Wall Street economy, which centralizes economic power in institutions that owe no allegiance to any place and are driven solely by financial values, versus an economy that is rooted in community, in real people, real ownership by people who live in the community where their enterprises are located, and who have a natural interest in the health of both the community and its environment. And an interesting thing is that to take it another step deeper is recognizing that we are talking about a fundamental paradigm shift, a shift in basic ideas. And I've been playing around try to systematize this a bit. Now, what we've got is an economy that's based on two framing ideas. First one is that the well-being of all is maximized when we each seek to maximize our individual financial gain. In other words, we are taught to believe, particularly if we take an economics course, that we all do best when we all act like psychopaths.
Yeah, the haves and the soon to. What is it? The just don't have it yet people?
Yeah, exactly. As though we could all be the billionaire at the top of the pile,
mm-hmm.
and lord it over everybody
else. Well, it's believing the Horatio Alger myth, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also, it's a deeper thing. It's this whole thing of the market is an incredibly important and powerful institution, but if you exaggerate it and you take it to the extreme that if we all just seek our maximum financial benefit, there's also the theory that maximizes the benefit to the whole society. and getting clear in our heads that, you know, that's an advocacy that we should all act like psychopaths. And if you think about the logic, it's clearly deeply flawed. Now, the other key idea that's necessary, that, you know, we need to grasp to penetrate the fallacies of this economy is the idea that money is wealth, and that by making money we are creating wealth, which is also part of that myth that if we all maximize our own essentially money creation, we will maximize the wealth of the society. Now, penetrating that myth requires recognizing that in our current society, money is nothing but a number, and it is created simply with computer keystrokes. So now think about that in the context of structuring a society in a way that makes it necessary to, you know, if we're going to meet our basic everyday needs, it depends on our access to money, our access to food, our access to transportation, to shelter, to health care. All of these things in our current society depend on access to money. Now then, let the most aggressive psychopaths in the society get control of the creation and allocation of those computer entries we know as money, and you have a recipe for tyranny and an assurance of social and environmental disaster. But we've built a whole theory of economics, a dominant theory of economics, and built our economic institutions around this set of fallacies. So part of breaking out of the mess that we're in is stepping back, getting clear on the absurdity of the idea that we're all best off when we seek financial gain, which is simply maximizing accounting and, you know, some numbers on a computer hard drive someplace in a bank's computer. So once we break out of that, we begin to realize we really depend on one another, that's the reality of our existence, that money's just an accounting chit. It's a very handy tool for keeping track of transactions, but it's useful only as a means, not an end. Change the rules so that we localize our financial system so that we basically recreate what we had when I was growing up, which was a financial system based primarily on local financial institutions, local community banks, mutual savings and loans, credit unions, and many of these were organized as cooperatives. So they had deep roots in the community, and they were single establishment institutions with no branches. So they had no monopoly power. They actually had to be real market institutions and compete on the basis of service for their customers.
Well, I know that North Dakota has the state banks. Now, have they had them for a long time? How did they do that?
Yeah, they created a state bank back in the early 1900s, and as I'm sure you know, all of the state financial accounts are held with that bank, so that the state's money backs that bank, which then partners with local financial institutions, local community banks that are making loans in their communities for local businesses and for local home purchases and other things that actually benefit local people and stimulate the local economy, which is a very different dynamic than if you put your money into Bank of America and it instantly goes out of the community. The interest is not, you know, recirculating within the state and within your community, but it's rather then circulating in the global casino, and your community is being impoverished while the world's the 1% are being further enriched.
Well, let's go ahead at this moment and talk to Grace and Sam, who are joining us.
Speaking of enriching.
I was gonna, but I decided, I'd pull back. Good on you, Lynn, not letting a segue go by. Grace and Sam are with us this morning to help us inform our listeners about the importance of becoming a supporting member of KBOO Community Radio right now. Good morning, Grace and Sam.
Good morning,
Ani and Lynn. We
and
are
David.
So
David.
Yes, we are so pleased to have you with us. Or as Amy might say, it's good to have you with us. Now, and it would be very good to have you with us. You, the listener, you listening right now. Yes, you. Why don't you take this opportunity to pick up your phone and call 503-232-8818. That is one very easy way to get started on the path of KBOO membership. And KBOO membership means that you are providing the dollars that fund the station, that keep the lights on so I can see, so we can all see what we're doing, that powers the telemetry to bring the send the signal to the transmitter, which sends it to your radio. And see how that circle, that beautiful circle, you close the circle when you call 877-500-5266 when you're listening in Bend, in Battleground, Washington, in Ridgefield, down in Mount Shasta, out in Coeur d'Alene. However you do it, just do it right now, because now is the time. Now is all we have. And KBOO is all we have to bring us this kind of programming, which you just will not find anywhere else. Some may think it's too controversial. Some may think, whatever it all comes down to for everyone else, is it commercially viable? What it all comes down to at KBOO is, will it serve the community? Will it further the interests of our neighbors and of the region of the country? Will it serve you? And that's what we're going for. So call us up and tell us how well we're serving you. Tell us what it's worth to you to have a service like this available on your FM dial, 503-232-8818.
Call us right now and make a pledge. It's so easy, and there's just many, many levels and ways you can do that. You know, we have a go all the way from a $20 low-income membership all the way to whatever you can afford. I mean, one guide that people like to suggest is an hour of your hour of work. So if you're making $15 an hour, how about a $15 a month pledge? That would be a wonderful way to support KBOO, and it would make $180 a year.
So does that mean I have to get like a $15 bill in the month every year?
No, every month from right KBOO? out of your checking account. And if it takes about 5 minutes to call in and set it up, and then from then you're done, and then you're good to go until you're ready to say stop. But call us right now, 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266, which is toll free, and make that pledge and make that commitment to this amazing radio station and this amazing programming. You know, we get David Corton. I mean, earlier we heard Amy Goodman and Democracy Now. I mean, we really have just an amazing wealth of community voices.
You could call it real wealth.
Real wealth. I would call it real wealth. Absolutely. And you can be a part of that. 503-232-8818.
I hearken back to the words of Dr. Marilyn Waring, who of New Zealand, who talked about some things are more precious than gold. Mm-hmm. And there was a gold mining company wanted to dig for gold in some particular area, and it was really important for sheep grazing, and just it was like ecologically sensitive. And the people of New Zealand got behind her, and they all stood up and they said, what this gives us without having the gold mine is more important to us than having some gold, mm-hmm. you know, and pulling some gold out of the ground. And speaking of gold, never to let a segue go by, is the $500 match.
Mm. Ah, yes.
Ah, yes.
Some generous donor has told us that the next $500 raised will be matched. So now is the time to make your contribution doubly effective to maintain KBOO for yet another year.
And Sam, let me break in and just let people know that for your $60 contribution, you can pick up a copy of The Agenda for a New Economy, From Phantom Wealth to Real Wealth by David Corton, our guest this morning, on Positively Revolting. You are listening to KBOO, your community radio station. Our guest is David Corton. We need your call of support right now at 503-232-8818. 8818. We have $1,000, I believe, to reach this morning.
$1,400.
Oh, look at that. $1,400 to reach this morning. We can only do that with your help when you call 503-232-8818, 1-877-500-5266, or online, kboo.fm. When you make that call, do ask for a copy of the Agenda for a New Economy. We have two, count them, two of those left. So please do call now to make sure that you can secure a copy for yourself. And that, again, for a $60 contribution. We also have This Changes Everything. We'll start talking about that in just a moment. This Changes Everything, Occupy Wall Street and the 99% Movement. This is a book edited by Sarah Van Gelder, who Lynn and I had the opportunity to interview last month. She's on the staff of Yes. She's the senior editor, I do believe, and Yes Magazine. And that is sort of a chronicle of the first couple months of the Occupy movement. Again, that can be yours for a $60 minimum contribution. Also, there's also this offer, and that is for $180 minimum contribution. $180 minimum contribution could get Lynn and I as your thank you gift. We will give you tarot, astrology, and buy you tea, and consult with you on how things are going. We're entertaining, and we're pretty handy with the astrology and the tarot. So the $180 minimum dollar contribution on that. Right now, the important thing to do is just make that call and decide that really the gift you get is KBOO, your community radio station. It gives day in and day out. And one of the ways it gives is through insightful interviews like the one we're having with David Corton right now. So we'll get back with you, Grace and Sam,
but
in just
meantime,
a few.
But in the meantime, 503-232-8818 is the number, just in case you forgot.
Okay. So thanks, David, for hanging in there.
Oh, I love it. Independent media is where it's at.
Indeed.
We like to think so.
In getting your word out, in getting the discussion flowing around Wall Street, what's been wrong with our economy, what is wrong with our economy. The last time you were with us on KBOO, which was just over a year ago, one of the things that we were noting was that people are waking up. People are really seeing through that the myth that this state of capitalism is the natural end of our, you know, is the crown of creation.
Or being ruled by psychopaths is okay.
Is okay, and we just need to be one of them. That people were starting to see through this, and you were talking about it being a very exciting time, and things were happening and bubbling and changing. And I was sort of remembering that as I was preparing for this interview and wondering about what you see, how you see that movement has gone over this last, say, 14 months.
Well, I think it's been extraordinary. It's an amazing breakthrough because it creates a space for a conversation about inequality. Now, it's very interesting that among all our various progressive causes, in some ways, inequality is one of the most important focal points. If we look at the evidence from about health, from epidemiology, that shows that the more equal societies with a more equitable distribution of wealth and power, are those that are healthier both mentally and physically. But it also correlates with a whole bunch of other things that relate to strength of social function, the strength of our communities, the levels of trust in society, crime rates, family stability. All of these things are connected to more greater equality. And of course, you know, when I was growing up in the United States, we really prided ourselves on being a middle-class society, which really means a society that does not have extremes of wealth and poverty. So the focus of Occupy Wall Street on inequality is incredibly strategic, and it has opened a space for conversation about what are the causes of inequality and what do we need to do to move to eliminate those extremes, move back to a middle-class society, and begin to function in a much healthier way. it's striking to me that, you know, you'll recall at the time that that the Wall Street occupation started, the dominant focus in the corporate media was on budget deficits, the federal debt, and it's since the conversation has focused fundamentally to issues of equality, and it's causing fits for the Republican presidential primaries, because of course most all those candidates support more power for the rich and support the old paradigm, but they have to give at least some lip service to, well, we need to be bringing up the bottom. But there's so many aspects of genius around the Occupy movement, because it creates a big tent space for the conversation. It's very striking that it does not get caught up in the kind of rigid ideology that that the Tea Party tended to get caught up in.
Well, they're not really expansive folks.
Yeah, it's expansive, and they create, you know, they create the space. They welcome in people from the Tea Party or libertarians or people from other persuasions, mm-hmm. or they welcome in people who are coming from the 1%, but who recognize the problem and want to work with the 99% mm-hmm. To correct it. So it's a, you know, it's a big tent for the kind of profound conversation about the nature and structure of our society that that we've not had, including even on the progressive side, because on the progressive side we tend to focus on individual issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pushing us toward a deeper, more systemic analysis of the upstream causes of the many dysfunctions we see. So I think, you know, it's an incredible breakthrough, and I'm so struck that out of the group decision-making processes emerge such incredible wisdom, including the wisdom to avoid getting tied down to a very specific list of demands.
And there's a lot of pressure about that at the beginning.
There was, and I think there'll continue to be.
I was going to say, there still is, actually,
yeah.
Internal and external.
But I thought, so far, it appears that they're resisting the temptation to give in to that, and I think that's truly brilliant. Now the occupations, the physical occupations, provide a visual focal point, which has been an amazing piece of genius. Now we've got the framework established. I think we still need some of those physical occupations, but we all need to be rallying around that larger framework, the 99%, the focus on Wall Street as the fundamental source of the problem. And then our many progressive organizations find a common framework, so we begin to see more clearly how our various causes link together, and how by joining our efforts we really can bring about the deep systemic changes that are essential to our future.
You know, I've noticed one of your, I'm looking at your blog and looking at a thing you did about confronting systemic evil, but there's a little piece in there that says, that's from Timothy 6:1, saying, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." And I personally am just being blown away at how religion, I was watching some people feeling like there's a war on Catholicism, and how religion is being dragged into all of this. And I was just wondering how you felt about that.
Yeah, you know, part of what we've seen is, many of our prophets and our institutions get deeply corrupted by the forces and dynamics of empire. You know, I'm very conscious of this in terms of Adam Smith, who's often referred to as the father of capitalism, which is nonsense, because I mean he was a great advocate of the market, but that's a whole different thing. That Adam Smith's ideal was something that looks a whole lot more like a farmer's market than a global economy run by Goldman Sachs, Walmart, and Monsanto. Now, the same thing has happened with our religious prophets. Jesus taught a message of love and community, but that got distorted by many of our religious institutions into a justification and support for empire. And the issues that we're looking at their deepest level are fundamentally spiritual, and they really come back to these biblical verses about money is the root of all evil. That needs a little nuance. The other, of course, is the frame that no one can serve two masters. You either serve God or mammon. To me, the God is the spirit of life, and the mammon is money. Now, what's being pointed out to us is that, money's neither good nor evil in itself. It's just a number. I mean, that's it has no animate quality, but it's what happens in our mind. Are we focused on money as our defining purpose and value, which then diverts us away from our connection to life, to the living communities, the living earth, which are the foundations of our existence, and draws us away from that and turns us into a situation where we can, the example that was raised about, the New Zealanders and gold is fascinating. Focused on money, we feel that we are better off if we can destroy the living pasture lands, which will sustain us forever, in order to get some gold out of the ground, so we can then take it and put our personal stamp on it, and then bury it back in the ground, and we think we have some real wealth to protect us against monetary inflation. That's another demonstration of the kind of insanity underlying our existing system.
I know people have to go up to Newt's places on the moon then pretty soon.
There's a couple of places I want to jump to, and it's so hard to pack everything in. When we were talking moments ago about the sort of pathological mindset of the race to the top, the idea that it's fine to exploit, all other all others in creation, the planet, the people, everything, in order to get yours. And how antithetical that is really to human nature. Also, this is also brought to mind in the way that Occupy is organizing, and that is without hierarchy, without leaders, in a consensus-based model where we really do try to honor and listen to all people participating. And to me, this speaks to a point in your book, Agenda for a New Economy, From Phantom Wealth to Real Wealth, where you talk about how, as human beings, we are actually born to care for each other. We are programmed in our DNA levels to be a cooperative species. And these are values that are antithetical to the economy that we are currently living in.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's fascinating. It starts with the advance from the reptilian brain to the mammalian brain. That mammals, tend to bond, form attachments in ways that the reptile class does not. Now, as humans, our brains are wired to give us a sense of satisfaction when we connect with another person, when we engage in an act of service, which is part of the expression of, I think, what religious prophets talk about as love. We are, and it's absolutely essential to our function, because by the very nature of our children, the way a human child is basically helpless for years, and a single mother on her own,
it's a huge job.
You think about it traditionally in a non non-modern society, if you're just out on the land in a traditional tribal situation, it's virtually impossible for an individual to survive on their own for any great period of time, and certainly quite impossible for a mother to both take care of care for the child's needs and obtain the food and so forth that are necessary to sustain them. So the brain was necessarily wired to draw us to ally with one another and to recognize that we depend on each other, and that by working together as a group, we can not only survive but prosper. Now, it's a little easier for a single mother now, but only if there is some kind of support system around her, and there are adequate jobs that can be that are available that fit with her schedule, but you still got to have child care and all this kind of stuff. But it's virtually impossible in our society to survive very long as an individual unless you somehow have a money printing press of your own. But we've lost sight of that. It just baffles me how the logic of the need to recognize not only the me, but also the we, is so essential to the healthy function of society. How we could develop this ideology, this false story, and actually buy into it, that causes us to forget one of the most fundamental facts of our existence.
Pretty sociopathic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And then, of course, we create these institutions called publicly traded limited liability corporations and build a set of rules around them that absolutely demand that, the Supreme Court names them persons with the rights of persons, but we have put them in a framework of rules that absolutely requires that if they were a person, that they act like a sociopath or psychopath. Is incapable of true cooperative behavior or true compassion, and is driven only to extract as much wealth from the rest of the society as possible.
Well, on that note,
look at Lynn with her segues. Once again, working them.
Really great segues, ladies.
Thank you very much. We want to go back to Sam and Grace and extract just a little bit of wealth from for a very worthy cause,
very
important cause. Right, right, guys?
And let me remind.
Right.
Let me remind people that they are listening to an interview with David Corton this morning on Positively Revolting. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn. We've got Grace and Sam with us. And if you would like to get a copy of David Corton's book, how do they do that, kids?
They can call 503-232-8818, or if you're outside the immediate calling area, 877-500-5266. And you can make a $60 minimum pledge, and that comes out to $5 a month if you do the electronic funds transfer. And you can ask for an agenda for a new economy, from phantom wealth to real wealth, by David Corton. How about that? It's pretty easy. It takes about 5 minutes.
Someone called, I would bet that Carol from Monmouth called 877-500-5266 and became a brand new member. She is helping to raise that member-to-listener ratio.
Which
she
we
is
love.
Helping to bring us ever closer to our very modest goal of 15%. We want we're hovering around 11%. We want to raise it to 15. Thank you, Carol, for your contribution to that endeavor.
And isn't there a matching?
We do have a matching. We do have a matching pledge. A really very generous member donated $500 to be here as a matching amount.
So folks
amount.
Can double down.
You can
now.
Double down if you call in and say make a $120 pledge, which would be $10 a month. That would bring us another $120. Because it's such a great thing.
I know. Don't let that chance go by.
It's a great opportunity. 503-232-8818. or 877-500-5266. Make that call and take advantage of that incredible $500 grant.
Do call right now. Yeah. You can make a one-time contribution, bring your credit card to the phone, and become a member instantaneously on your debit or credit card. And you can do it very easily by dialing 503-232-8818 or toll-free 1-877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. If, like myself, it's a lot easier to come up with a small monthly contribution than it is to come up with $60 or $100 or $180 all at one time, you can do that on an electronic funds transfer. You can tell the phone answerer that you would like to set up an electronic payment plan to sustain KBOO. Yes, that's right. An EFT is the way to go. It's what a number of, actually,
almost
really
everybody
a growing
I know.
Number.
Yes.
It's about over 40% of all KBOO members choose to sustain us on a monthly basis, and that is fabulous.
We love that.
We do, yeah. And it makes it so easy for people like me who, we're not rolling
out,
in it.
You know, the same time every month, so it's not this sort of random thing that happens in your checking account. You know it's going to happen, and it's easy. It's like a couple cups of coffee.
It makes it easy to contribute a significant amount of money. I suggest people give 1 hour's wage every month, 503-232-8818. That's the rate I've been giving for years now, and I have to say, I don't really notice it. If you are making, $10 an hour, please contribute $10 a month. If you're making $14 an hour, contribute $14 a month. You get the idea. You can do the math. You can also claim one of the fabulous thank you gifts that we have. You could get, I believe we may still have a copy. I don't know. I should check in of David Corton's book. You could Agenda for a New Economy. We do have copies of This Changes Everything, Occupy Wall Street, and the 99% Movement, that's sort of chronicling the first couple of months of the Occupy movement, edited by Sarah Van Gelder from Yes Magazine. Or you could get that, Tarot and Astrology special package deal. You get Lynn and I for an afternoon, basically, doing our Tarot and Astrology thing while we feed you tea. So that would be a $180 minimum contribution. Whatever you choose to give, please do choose to do it now, as we are, in the waning minutes of Positively Revolting for this Friday morning, our last appearance during the Winter Membership Drive Extravaganza.
Chance. This is your chance to support Positively Revolting and KBOO, 503-288-232.
Let's start over again.
Let's try that. 503-232-8818. Not quite as bad as me giving my home number the other day. 503-232-8818, which is really, let's just say, only a number different from our pledge line. That's a challenge. I don't know how that actually worked in the universe, but there it is. Toll free, you can get us at 1-877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
You know, we have a goal of $1,400, and we'd love to be able to make that goal today by 9 o'clock. And the way to do that is to make that call, 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266. Help us make that goal.
And we've got matching.
And we have matching. So, this is a great time to do that. So please take advantage. Call in right now and ask for a copy of the Agenda for a New Economy. Ask for a copy of This Changes Everything, Occupy Wall Street, and the 99% Movement. I think that would be a great book to have for when one of those relatives says, well, what is it about that Occupy movement? You can give them that book, and then that explains a lot of stuff. So it's a great gift. It's a great thing to have, a great reference.
It's got short writings by Naomi Klein, The Most Important Thing in the World. It's got the Declaration of the Occupation in New York City in their own words, why protesters are occupying. Mm-hmm. It's got the Principles of Solidarity from Occupy General Assembly. Mm-hmm. It's got great stuff in it. And again, 503-232-8818. Action-packed, we say. Thank you very much, Grace. Thank you very much, Sam. We'll check back in with you in moments.
Okay. Right.
Stay tuned. And David?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you once again for holding on through that. I wanted to get to this section of Agenda for a New Economy and some of the work that you're doing that I find really exciting, and that is that you're really you lay out a plan to start changing now and doing it community to community, taking power into your own hands as people working in concert with one another, not waiting for the great leap forward of some buddy else to decide this is the time and this is the direction, but you elucidate seven intervention clusters to actually make these changes happen now. And I think that that's a wonderful place to sort of end our discussion this morning. If you could let our listeners sort of know some of those steps that people can actually take action on now.
Yeah, it's very interesting that the part of what I've come to realize, as you say, the deep change that we need to navigate is not going to come from within our existing political or economic institutions, at least, certainly not at the top. The key to change is creating the new economy based on living system principles from the bottom up. And of course, you know, yes, we're telling these stories, Yes Magazine, and we're just coming out with a new issue, We Can End Corporate Rule, and it's filled with stories of what people are doing on the ground to get their city councils to pass resolutions on a constitutional amendment on ending corporate personhood, things of that sort. But in Agenda for a New Economy, which again is it lays out the framework for the strategy of change through emergence, through the kind of things that we're working on in the Business Alliance for Local Living Economies to rebuild local economies. But these seven steps, many of them can be applied at both at either local or national levels. A starting point, the first one is redefine our economic priorities by replacing financial indicators with real wealth indicators as the basis for evaluating economic performance. The GDP that is our conventional measure is just a measure of how fast money is flowing through the economy. It has said nothing about how healthy people are, whether people are getting enough to eat, whether they are clothed, housed, etc. Now we can start changing indicators in our local communities. What are the indicators of healthy community function, and focus on actions that address that? The second major cluster is restructure the money system to root power in people and communities. So here we have the Move Your Money campaign, which is something we can all do: take our money out of a Wall Street bank and put it into a local community bank or credit union. That keeps the money circulating in the community. It shifts the fundamental power structure. We can work for progressive tax policies at all levels. It's amazing that we've created a tax system that actually rewards and encourages the psychopaths. If you're a financial speculator, doing nothing productive at all, in fact creating great instability in society, you get a tax break. This is ridiculous. We can work on that at all levels. We need to shift our purchasing, our investments to local enterprises that are locally owned, that have roots in the community. Supporting those enterprises that are the foundation of a new economy. And fight the process of concentration of corporate power and wealth delinked from the community. So anyhow, the details go into a much larger and deeper conversation. But the starting point is building what we want, being the change that we seek, starting in the communities where we live. And that it's spelled out in much more detail in Agenda, and of course, again, as you're saying, the Occupy movement creates the framework for this larger conversation. And that little Yes book, This Changes Everything, is I find just phenomenal. I got so many insights from reading that. Many of the articles by people who've been at the heart of developing that movement, I learned so much about how it works, the dynamics, the underlying principles. It's thrilling and exciting because it represents It is so representative of this awakening that's happening, not only the need for change, but to our understanding of how we bring that change about.
Thank you so much, David. David Corton is an author, a visionary, an economist. He is with the Yes... look at me losing my notes at the last moment.
Check him.
I'm co-founder and board chair.
Yes, you are, and you have a great website, davidcorton.org, and blog that is great to check out.
And I gotta say, you know, we had the privilege of interviewing Rianne Eisler just a couple of weeks ago. I know you two have done amazing work together with the Center for Partnership Studies, and it's always just a thrill to have you on our program so that we can get a little bit deeper into the conversation about how we actually do the work now of creating a society, a new world around us that is caring, is compassionate, is based in reality and sustainable.
And sane.
You know, that too.
Moderately.
So thank you, David, for making the time for us this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do, because independent media is absolutely essential to shifting the story of the society so that we can get on with creating a society that works rather than mucking around in the in the doo-doo we've created for ourselves.
Indeed.
Thank you, David.
True words. Thank you so much, David Corton. We'll have you back on, I do hope, sometime soon. And take good care. Bye-bye. And
speaking of taking care
and supporting independent media so mm-hmm. we don't have to muck around in the doo-doo that we've created.
So, muck around in the doo-doo is FCC compliant.
I believe it is.
Well,
instead of that, support independent media, your brilliant community radio station, KBOO. Do it right now. Don't you think, Sam?
I do. I want everybody listening to work in concert with KBOO and to join us in taking power into the community's hands and to get involved with independent community media in a way and at a level that makes sense for them. And some folks right here in the community have found a way to be involved that makes sense for them. That's Pasta Works at 3735 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard and Lily Coy at 1324 North Killingsworth Street. These are restaurants doing business right here in your neighborhood, in your community, in Portland, and they understand the importance of community-centered media, and they appreciate the fact that it's here, and they found a way to get involved, and their involvement is to donate food to feed our phone room volunteers so they can remain, so they can be sustained, and we're asking you to donate KBOO's food, which is a few of your pennies, nickels,
that's right,
and dimes.
Bring on the bread. 503-232-8818. It's so important that we hear your calls of support right now. We do have that matching period, $500 to match. I don't believe we've reached that yet, so please do give us a call right now. Help us reach that match and then take us over and beyond as we are looking to raise $1,400 this morning. In the next 7 minutes, you, my friend, are a vital part of that. Right now, you can dial 503-232-8818. Ask for a copy of Agenda for a New Economy, From Phantom Wealth to Real Wealth by David Corton. We started out with two copies of that. We'll have to know how that's going. This changes everything. The little Occupy book, as David kept calling it, Occupy Wall Street and the 99% Movement, edited by Sarah Van Gelder, put out by Yes Magazine. Really just brilliant snapshot of the beginnings of Occupy. 503-232-8818. 1-877-500-5266. Online, KBOO.FM. We do need to hear from you. Again, $180 contribution. And I do know three people took us up on that offer the first week of this membership drive.
Make us busy. Make Ani and I very, very busy doing readings.
You can keep Lynn and I off the streets and into the tea houses where we'll give you readings of astrology, tarot astrology. I'm trying to combine the words. I've been working on this, but I haven't come up with it yet. Maybe you know
yes.
how to combine
meantime,
these words.
Let us know. 503 232-8818. I have the number now. Okay.
We do have one copy left of Agenda for a New Economy from Phantom Wealth to Real Wealth.
Don't
by
let
David
that
Corden.
Go to waste.
Yeah, no, we'd love to
jump on that.
Yeah,
I gotta
we'd love
tell
to get a call to get in there. And we also have plenty of This Changes Everything, the book about Occupy Wall Street and the 99% movement.
Excellent.
So, and these are great books. And so if you would like to make that call, 503-232-8818, and make claim to one of these books. It's really great. And it's, you know, really your membership ends up kind of paying for itself in a lot of ways.
503-232-8818. It's great to hear that phone ringing. Mm-hmm. We want to hear more phones ringing. We want people to think. We want to thank you, my dear friend, when you support KABU, your community radio station. Agenda for a New Economy, I got to tell you, since it came out in its first edition, has been one of my very favorite books on the subject of creating a compassionate society around us that works, mm-hmm. that actually has an economic system that is fueled by our interrelationships, that's fueled by the richness of the tapestry of our communities, as opposed to the exploitation and taking and consumption mm-hmm. of the planet and the people in it. This is its new expanded second edition. It's been out now for about a year, and I just think it's getting more and more relevant all the time.
And as David was listing things to do, I've noticed how so many people are doing those things. And that has been happening since this book came out, since he and Rihanna Eisler have really been working on an agenda for a new economy, and how in bits and drabs and baby steps, Bob, we are getting there.
It's so true. And he's one of those inspirational figures in the movement, and it's so important to share his work. You could be that caller with that $60 pledge right now, taking the last copy of Agenda for a New Economy and sharing it around with family or friends, making sure the word of the social change actually gets spread. And hey, about social change, it is time to support KABU Community Radio with a little of your pocket change. Yes, it's time to reach deep and come up with some pennies, some nickels, and some dimes every day to support your community radio station. 503-232-8818. $60, $90, $120, $40, $20. What you can afford, we would dearly love to accept. We want your participation in KABU Community Radio. We again have that $500 match to reach. Isn't that right?
That is true, and we are closing in on it bit by bit. And Shusley has renewed from Milwaukee, helping to maintain that member-to-listener ratio I was talking about earlier.
Good morning,
and
Shusley.
Angela has got on the bus. She has become a brand new member from right here in Portland.
Thank you.
Helping to
Angela.
Increase that member-to-listener ratio, and they are helping us close in on that goal. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to call 503-232-8818 and make your gift to KBOO right now. And speaking of the letters KBOO, those are your first four keystrokes before you finish up with .fm to log on online and make your secure and convenient tax-deductible donation without having to talk to another person. If that's your bag, you can do it right now, KBOO.fm. You want to talk to somebody. You are jazzed. You are
connect.
Up and glad to be
we
alive.
We've got a minute and a half,
community.
Folks. We can
eight,
do this.
This is community, baby.
877-500-5266 from outside the 503 area code.
You know, one thing I really love about David Corden is what he talks about is what KABU's doing. Because we really do form this common framework, and we link various causes together. You know, we're here and we're talking about Occupy. We're talking about women's health rights. We're talking about all the stuff that really makes a difference to real people. And that's what David Corden's all about. And we just got the last book out, but we have other things here if you're interested. But you know what? You got to make that call.
And a $500 matching pledge.
So you got to make that call and make that pledge, make that commitment to support all these human issues that we're dealing with today. 503-232-8818, 877-500-5266. We feed your mind, we feed your brain, we feed your psyche. But you got to make that call and become part of it.
You got to feed us. Yeah, 503-232-8818 as the music comes up. And I know I'm about to be hauled out with a hook, I think, at this point. It's so important that you make that call. 503-232-8818, 1-877-500-5266. 5266 online, KBOO.FM. This is Positively Revolting. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Indeed you will. And until then, continue on with your positively revolting selves. Remember, February 29th, a day of action to shut down corporations. Tune in and find out more about that. You can always search it online. Take part in a way that makes sense to you and support community radio right now. 503-232-8818. Help us go over the top.